Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to Conversations with the Citizen.
This is Conversations with the Citizen. I am your host, Tia Carol Jones. I'm here today with Lakeeta Williams. Lakeeta is the founder of Keeta's Place. Lakeeta, welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much for having me, Tia. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am good.
Good. Thank you for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I am currently in the Army National Guard as well as the founder and CEO of Keeta's Place, Inc. I've been in the military for the past 9 years.
Okay.
Before transitioning into my new position, was the only black female avionic mechanic in the state for 8 of those 9 years.
Mm.
And right now I am in the process of pursuing a career as a licensed clinical social worker with the military.
Okay, great. So why did you want to found Keeta's Place?
Keeta's Place has always been my passion, right?
Okay.
So, when I turned 37, right, I'm like, okay, God, what are we doing with year 37? That's the truth. And so he was like, it's time for Keeta's Place. And I was like, no, I don't know if it's just time just yet. And so the thing was, I was like, I don't have the time to do it. And then, bam, we were in a pandemic.
Mm.
And so God was like, there go your time. Time, there you go.
Right.
So I started to get things together because in the midst of the pandemic and all that was going on, for us as people during that time of the pandemic, right? We had the riots going on and different things like that here in Chicago. And so my thought was, who is checking on the mental health of our babies?
Mm.
Who is checking on the mind state of our young ladies? They're not in school anymore. And sometimes school is the safest place for a lot of our children, right? So who's checking on them? So it's like, me, I'm going to check on them.
Okay.
So that was basically the reason behind it. I have worked for Chicago Public Schools also for the past 14 years. I'm still currently working for Chicago Public Schools. And being in the school system, I've seen a lot of what we deem as the invisible youth. We call them the invisible youth at Keeta's Place. But there are children that aren't really connected to anything, right? They're not your good students and they're not your bad students. So they're really, really looked over, and that's why we call them the invisible youth. And so our goal is to reach them, right? And to pull them in and to help them grow as well as any other youth that want to be a part of Keeta's Place, but to focus on those that aren't seen.
What is the mission of Keeta's Place, and how do you help young girls?
Okay, the mission of Keeta's Place is to provide a space within a school-based or home-based environment where girls ages 12 to 18 can come and learn the life skills that are needed to live healthy lifestyles and become productive citizens who can contribute to society as they grow into adulthood. Now, what we do is we provide life skill programs to the girls, and we also allow guest speakers to come in. Right now, we have this great partnership with Black Women in Clinical Research, and they come in on our virtual sessions, and they introduce the girls to a life of opportunities that they didn't even know exist,
okay.
Right? So we're teaching them early networking skills, right? And so we're also building the mindset that you can, right? You can see people do it, right? You'd be like, oh, I heard about them doing it, and I heard about them doing it. But when you have those people within your grasp, that makes it even more possible.
Sure.
So we want to not only like show them the possibility, but give them examples in the here and now of why this is possible and how this is possible. And if this is something you want to pursue in your future, bam, now you have a person to go to and learn from.
Mm, that's great. How do you use your degree in applied behavioral science to help the youth in your program?
So when it really comes to that mental health part, I utilize that degree in applied behavioral science because the thing is, when it comes to making sure we're making healthy decisions,
mm-hmm.
that comes from breaking down and rebuilding the mindset of the girls, right?
Okay.
And so that degree helped me figure out different ways. So each day, right, every time we meet, this is how we start. Name one thing about your day that you would change,
okay.
One thing that you would keep the same in your three I ams. So we're going to chase the good, because we all got something bad that went wrong. But we're going to end that off on a good note. And then even after that, we're going to declare what we are. Okay. Right? So I learned a lot of different skills in that program to utilize with the girls to make sure that they are putting their best efforts forward when they're talking about themselves. Okay. You know, because what other people say kind of lingers in the mind. Mm. So we want them to speak their truths of what they are, or what they want to be, or what they're going to be, right? And if you say this daily, then that's what it becomes for you.
You provide services to girls ages 12 to 18 years old. What is a WOT girl?
A what girl? A what girl? Okay. So WOT stands for Women of Tomorrow. Right? Okay. And the reason we call our girls the Women of Tomorrow is because we are reminding them that they are working on the girls that they are today to build the women that they're going to be tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And what are the values of a what girl?
Okay, so the values of the what girl, our values are rooted in sisterhood, right? Okay. And so at Key to Place, we say, we realize that knowing that at least one other person accepts you totally for who you are is the foundation of healthy self-realization. That's why our values are rooted in sisterhood. Strength, integrity, support, teamwork, encouragement, respect, honesty, optimism, openness, and dedication, right? So here's the thing. A lot of youth right now go through this I'm a loner phase, right? And so I let all the girls know when they come into the program, hey, these are now your sisters. Hmm. Right? We are no longer loners. You don't understand the amount of things that your friends will help you get through in life. Absolutely. So you need a good support system. And not only a good support system of healthy adults, but a good support system of healthy youth that can pour into you as well. So that's why we build that important center around sisterhood, because sometimes you don't want to talk to the adult, right? You don't. Mm-hmm. But if you have friends who are mentally in the same space of growth that you are, they're not going to lead you wrong with the information that they're giving you. Or they may even encourage you to talk to one of the mentors. Like, hey, we got these mentors and these resources. And I can listen to you, but I bet Miss Keita can give you a little bit more insight. So it sets them up for complete success totally, whereas with the adults that are caring for them and with the people that are around them.
Okay. And how does that sisterhood fit into the mission and the vision of the organization?
The sisterhood fits into it because you want to know that you are not alone in life. Right. So our goal is to let these girls know you are not alone in life, and we're here to help you build yourself. Right. We're here to help you not only rebuild you, because we say we're breaking down the girls of today to build the women of tomorrow. Right. And that's what we're doing. We're breaking them down today because there are a lot of things that girls go through. Mm-hmm. Right. And so a life coach program. People are like, for youth, really? I don't know about that. But if adults are adults and they still need life coaches, right, then definitely our youth could really, really benefit from life coaches. So therefore, as they're navigating through this wonderful world of life, right, they have more tools to utilize and they have more experience with different situations and circumstances. And they've been given the opportunity to meet and to see different things as well as different people. And not only are they doing that, but they're doing that with a group of peers, right, who value those same things that they value. You know, sometimes it's not necessarily the person that is bad. It may be the group that's around them, right? Mm-hmm. And so we want to surround our girls with other young ladies who are like, yes, let's move forward.
Okay. How many girls have you mentored?
Okay, so over the years, they're currently in the program, right? over the years, I was a cheerleading coach.
Okay.
So lots and lots of girls. I also had a mentoring program when I worked at John Marshall High School called Divas. And we did a lot of things with the girls. One program that has always been successful that I do with every person, not just girls, but person that I mentor or I talk to, is this thing I made up called Mirror Me.
Okay.
Right? So we are in the world of filters. Mm. There is a filter for everything.
Yes.
Right? So you never get to see you. Right? So what I do is I give different time frames for a person to look at themselves in the mirror and write down what you see. So in the beginning, most of the things people write down is what other people have said about them.
Okay.
But through that constant mentorship from me to them, you know, and from Keita's place to the girls, right, when they write down what they see, that'll eventually change to those different words of aspiration that we put in their minds and make them say and repeat to themselves daily, you know. Okay. So then they'll start to be able to see themselves outside of what everybody else sees. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing, for you to be able to see you for who you truly are, so you can move forward and you can grow.
Great. How has COVID-19 changed the way you interacted with the girls in the organization?
So I was really, really nervous because we started during COVID, right? So I was just like, oh, I know parents going to send their kids. but they did, and it was great. And so our very first session was last summer, right? And so the first thing we did with the girls for our outdoors trip is we took them to Chinatown, And we let them see Chinatown and saw how their culture showed up in their community. Now, we've had things being burnt down. We've had stores being broken. We had a lot going on in our communities, right? So the thought behind that was, how would you rebuild your community so that your culture shows up in your community while we're in this rebuilding phase? So they got down there, and they were taking pictures and doing research because they didn't understand what certain things were and certain things were. And then I made them go and do a project on, now, we're going to rebuild our neighborhood.
Okay.
What do you want people to know culturally about you as soon as they walk in the door, right? And so that really, really got to them to thinking of how they want to be represented within their own communities. So it was a great first session, and we posted a bunch of pictures on Facebook, and I got a lot of parents reaching out to me saying, hey, I would love for my daughter to be a part of the program, but we're not in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I was just like, we got such a huge response that I was like, okay, let's see if we can throw a virtual program in there for this upcoming session, for the fall session. And so we did the virtual program, and we did it on Tuesday and Thursday nights. And our virtual program, we currently service girls in seven different states.
Oh, wow.
Through the virtual program.
Okay,
yes.
That's great.
So opening it up virtually was a big success. And it also allowed us to have more guest speakers. Right? So now we have women speaking from all over, you know, the world and throughout the United States coming in to speak with the girls and telling them about what they do in their life. We had one lady come in, and she talked to them about self-worth and valuing themselves. We had another guest speaker come in who focused straight on GPA because of the age of girls that we service. So really, really breaking down those different things. And like I said, we have black women of clinical research. We also are about to partner with a group called Ponytails. And so we have a parents maintenance. So they'll send the girls out kits for the hair. So it's just like the services that we provide for the girls, right? It's really to rebuild the full girl, you know, the total girl.
What has been the most fulfilling part of the work you do with Keita's Place?
So seriously, it's just the fact that the girls get on. They have like school all day, and you know, they got a lot of different stuff going on. They got homework, they're doing this virtual school that's a little different, especially here in Chicago where most of our girls are all virtual, so it's a little bit different. But they still all join in and they want to be there. And they say, you know, I had girls, so our spring session just ended on May 22nd, and so what the girls were telling me was they looked forward to getting online. They look forward to telling me what they did for self-care, because that self-care is mandatory for the girls at Keita's Place. So over the weekend, you got to do a self-care activity, right?
So, that's great.
Because we want to, you know, as women, we're taught to take care of everybody else, and then we take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that leaves us drained and exhausted, and sometimes not even finding a moment to take care of ourselves. So we want the girls to know that, hey, you have to take care of you first before you can take care of anybody or anything else. So self-care is mandatory, whether you just take you a moment to read a book or take a bath and just complete silence. But do something that is specifically for you.
Okay. Where can people go to find out more about Keita's Place?
Okay, you can visit us online at www.keitasplace.org or on any social media handle except for Twitter. We're working on it.
Okay.
At Keita's Place.
Okay, great. Before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
We are currently opening up our committees, and we are looking for volunteers as well as guest speakers for our fall session. So summer session, we're just outside.
Okay.
But we are currently gearing up to get the schedule together for our fall session. So if you would like to be involved, if anybody would like to be involved with either our committees, come on as a volunteer, come on as a guest speaker. If you're hosting a workshop and you would like the What Girls to come out and see you guys, please send us an email at keitasplace@gmail.com, and we look forward to hearing from you guys.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Remember to make plans to join us again next week for Conversations with the Citizen, the place where real news happens.